This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report and now tuning into the second hour. Again, this weekend's show is dominated by our comments on markets and investing. KER Politics is taking a breather for this week. I hope everybody enjoys this full episode, this full second hour. To kick off this second hour, I am chatting with John Kaiser. He is the founder of Kaiser Research. And John, what I want to talk to you about is kind of the seasonality for the precious metals. We are heading into PDAC, which comes up pretty much next weekend. And there's this typical term that's throwing around as the PDAC curse, because quite frankly, after PDAC, usually we do see a general downturn in the precious metals and resource market in general, but we're actually starting to see that downturn arguably a little bit before. What's your takeaway, A, from the seasonality and the trading that we're seeing right now?
Well, this year in January, venture listings had a tremendous month in terms of volume and value. However, the resource sector, which tagged along a little bit in January, did not really undergo increased value trading. The value trading has gone into the cannabis and Bitcoin listings on the venture exchange. For example, in January, the top 10 value traders were all cannabis-related stocks. They even displaced some of the blockchain companies, crypto companies. And that peaked. We had over $500 million trading day for the venture exchange. Volume and value is now a third of what it was during the peak. But what's really distressing about the resource sector, which I covered, is although we saw pretty good volumes in the sort of 130 to 170 million shares related to resource sector listings during January, the value was typically in the sort of $30 to $50 million range. In other words, about 10 to 20% of the total value. And when the market correction happened at the beginning of February, it's like whatever effort was underway in the resource sector, the air went out completely. And now we've had even a day where it was under $20 million worth of value traded. The resource listings are trading less than 100 million shares a day compared to a non-resource sector, which is not quite as high, but it's much higher value. So this idea of a strong January effect, that climaxes with PDAC, following which everything fades away. Well, we had a very limp start to this year for the resource juniors, which was overwhelmed by the action in the blockchain and cannabis sectors. And now we are seeing a wilting ahead of PDAC. And the best I can say about that is maybe PDAC will be the conference where everybody says, wow, the resource sector is the most undervalued of everything. This other stuff has climaxed. We need to get back into the resource sector. And maybe this year is one of those years where the PDAC curse gets violated.
So, John, to get this interest back into the sector, you and I have talked about this, but is it going to take a breakout in metals prices, or is it going to take something else in the general economy or the general financial markets to get people rushing in? Because, quite frankly, the metals prices, especially gold, has been doing okay, but the stocks just continue to lag.
Yes, and you know, the correction we saw in the S&P and the Dow, this was good because we had this relentless uptrend last year, and the market said, well, this is working so well, it's much choppier in the resource sector, so we'll just avoid the resource sector. And besides, when this big market crashes, it'll be bad news for the global economy, and that'll be bad news for the resource sector. So it's as if the resource sector is in this holding pattern. The markets are saying, yes, resource sector usually goes late in the business cycle. We think the business cycle is probably coming to its end. We have this perverse situation where this tax reform in the United States has now got people muttering that it will cause the economy to overheat, inflation to rear its ugly head, and then they'll have to crank up the interest rates and shut down this whole, spurt in the American economy, which of course would pull down the rest of the global economy, which is doing quite well. So we're in this sort of funny spot where the market doesn't want to go into the resource sector until it's confident that we are not going to see a serious meltdown in the general equity markets. And frankly, I'd like to see the S&P sort of get back down below 2,000 and the Dow back to 20,000, get that sort of 15-20% correction out of the way, and then start going sideways while we wait for the economy to show that it's not going to overheat. It is going to grow in a sustainable manner, and that will become the sweet spot for moving capital into the resource sector, when this fear that the resource sector is going to get cremated when the general market starts to go down in a long-term structural downtrend rather than just a correction and a base building going forward type of mode.
Now, John, you watch a lot of the junior companies, but one thing that I've been noting is that the major companies have not been moving. They're still very much trading at the bottom of their multi-year range, especially when you look back, well, back to the last bear market and even past there. They've really been sold off and haven't come back. How crucial is it that we start to see the majors start to perform well?
Well, we will definitely see the turnaround first in the producers. And the producers aren't really helping their cause, because the sort of mantra we're getting from them is that, we get the business cycle again. We got it in 2003 to 2006 when we saw this higher metal prices, and we took advantage of it by forward selling like crazy, because this boom bust cycle always happens in the resource sector, and then they woke up in 2006 and realized this was a super cycle, not your regular business cycle. And of course they completely mobilized new supply, and then we enter into a bear market in 2011 even the current. We had a bit of a turnaround in 2016, part of 2017. But now they're saying, well, we're back into a ordinary business cycle. This economic boom that's been running since the financial crisis is getting long in tooth. We're not going to build anything. We think the bust part is coming, and we learned our lesson. We are not going to aggressively expand supply. So the market reads this and says, okay, that probably means we're not going to see higher metal prices going forward. Let's stay away from this sector. And when they realize that the economy's not heading into the down part of the business cycle, it's going to sort of continue to track upwards. There's going to be that inflection where they say these mining companies got it wrong again. And because they haven't built anything to, fill the pipeline of supply down the road, we're going to see higher metal prices arise as a consequence. And that's the key thing, is to watch when the base metal producers, and that the Rio Tintos, the BHPs, start to turn around. And then as for the gold producers, well, we need to see gold break through $1,400. There's some sort of magic technical number just beneath that. We need to see that happen to have people think that gold is in a long-term uptrend rather than just sort of limped upwards and it's going to fade away in the rest of this year. We need to see that switch, that inflection point happen for the gold producers.
It is a process, and I think that magical number right now is at least 1375, where we peaked out in 2016. John, it's great chatting with you. I hope you have a great time at TDAC. And everyone, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, I am joined by Giant Vendari. He joins me on a regular basis to chat about the metals markets, but also look at what's going on around the world. And that's going to be our focus in this segment. A little bit of geopolitics, outside of the U.S. First and foremost, let's talk about South Africa and, more importantly, Zimbabwe, which it seems like the markets are shining a better light on. More and more commentators I hear saying that the turnaround in Zimbabwe is positive. You have a different thought on this, though, don't you, Giant?
Absolutely, Corey. The market has been very optimistic about Africa. Africa has grown decently in terms of its economy in the last 15 years or so. But the reality is that on the ground, very different from what the media and the World Bank and the IMF project it to be. Let's look at what happened in sub-Saharan Africa. Just to get a larger view, a macro view on sub-Saharan Africa. Sub-Saharan Africa at the rate of 1.4% in 2016, which is actually not necessarily a bad growth rate. The problem is that the media will not tell you that the population in Africa is exploding. The population grew by 2.8%, which means that on per capita basis, GDP growth rate in sub-Saharan Africa was negative, which was minus 1.4% approximately. Now, Zimbabwe and South Africa are a part of sub-Saharan Africa. South Africa, of course, has been the most developed country in Africa for a very long time, but the trend is negative. The best South Africans are now living in Vancouver, for example, or Sydney or Perth. They have moved on, and the skill level in South Africa has continued to deteriorate. And the same is the case with Zimbabweans. A lot of good Zimbabweans now actually live in London or New York. The end result is that they don't really have the right people to man their institutions. The institutions in both the countries have continued to get degraded. Now, you can have democracy or no democracy in a country, in countries like those, but you cannot fundamentally change a country's direction into a positive direction if you don't have the right people and the right institutions to run those countries. So in terms of media headlines, Zimbabwe and South Africa look good because two extremely tyrannical and corrupt people are out. The problem is we always forget what next. And that is what happened when we were looking at Iraq or Iran. We removed the bad guys and we ended up with worse guys. And in my view, exactly the same thing is going to happen in both Zimbabwe and South Africa. Both countries will continue to worsen going forward.
Giant, do you think this has any carryover effect to either Europe or to the U.S. in terms of if it does continue to worsen?
The issue with sub-Saharan Africa, Corey, is that sub-Saharan African population is absolutely exploding, and people don't want to look at that. Africa will be 40% of the world's population by the end of this century. Sub-Saharan Africa was a fraction of the world's population 100 years back. The increase in population is so high in Africa when competencies and skill levels of African isn't actually improving, the investments aren't really happening in those countries, it truly means that a lot of these people will be itching to move to Europe and to the U.S. as time passes. And of course, a lot of refugees who are moving to Europe right now are coming from sub-Saharan Africa. Yes, it is a major problem, and it will continue to become worse going forward.
Okay, let's depart a little bit away from South Africa and look at what's going on with Canada's leader, my country, Justin Trudeau. He's on a trip to India. He is constantly kind of stuck his foot in his mouth, unfortunately. But this recent trip to India is another example of things just not going very well for him. You are from India, Giant. You have kind of an inside look at what's going on there. What are your comments on this recent trip?
Well, everything that is happening in this trip of Justin Trudeau is something very unique. He is being humiliated in India. He is not being paid any attention. And he is dressing in Indian clothes, which make him look like a joker, actually. And his family is doing the same thing. they are not on a family vacation. They should be on a state visit to India, and he should behave as if he is a representative of Canadians in India. Now, I actually usually quite happy when politicians get humiliated, but I don't like what's happening, because as a Canadian citizen, I feel humiliated because of the way Justin Trudeau is getting humiliated in Canada, in India. And in a way, he's being humiliated for the right reason. Justin Trudeau has been encouraging, in a very childish way, without really understanding the consequences, he has been encouraging the separatist movement in India. Now, this separatist movement is not like letting lesbians and gays come out of the closet and giving them equality. This is a very different kind of society, India, and a separatist movement in a country like that means a huge, huge amount of civil and social problems, a huge amount of violence and terrorism, a huge amount of money going from Canada to India. So I think Justin Trudeau should learn to be more mature when he tries to interfere in affairs of other countries, and by having a lot of Sikh representatives from what I would call Sikh ghettos in his ministry.
That is interesting, the way that he has put together his cabinet. But again, it just speaks to politicians going to a different country and truly not understanding how that country works and trying to implement their own laws. Do you want to quickly comment on this?
This is very true. A lot of Western countries have been trying to enforce democracies in these backward, tribal, superstitious countries. And democracy and separatism is not about freedom in these third world countries. It always leads to worse tyranny, because the lowest common denominators of these societies, with their tribal instincts, it starts asserting itself when they become more democratic. So let them get on with themselves. Do not interfere in their internal political and social affairs.
Hey, I totally agree, but that just seems to be the way that politicians like to do it. They like to muddle in other countries' dealings, and hey, I think that's going to continue, but fact of the matter is, you're a Canadian citizen, I'm a Canadian citizen. It doesn't give us a good taste when we see our leader go over to these other countries and just not really understand what's going on at all. Giant, great chatting with you. Thanks for providing a little bit of politics in this weekend show that is, for the most part, dominated by market commentary. Have a great rest of your weekend, Giant.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Corey.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's Alfie's results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, we are continuing our discussions focused on the metals complex, and this time focused a bit more on the precious metals, but in all fairness, more of a general topic that we hear a lot when we, well, see the metals moving down, unfortunately. I am chatting with Chris Temple. Chris joins me on a very regular basis on our website, which I think everybody knows, but I always like to mention that for the radio. Chris, we're going to talk manipulation in the gold market. In all fairness, there are companies and organizations out there that make their living touting manipulation. The fact of the matter is, you and I both don't fully subscribe to that theory. And I want you to explain, you've even fielded a couple questions from your subscribers, trying to differentiate manipulation and actual long-term outlooks for the metals. Please, Chris, talk about your feelings on this whole gold manipulation argument.
Well, Corey, that is where it starts, and I think it's always a good idea, whether you're talking about a subject like this, or politics, or religion, or whatever, it might be controversial to make sure everybody's on the same page, and we need to define our terms. So let me start by saying that manipulation of gold, silver, interest rates, currencies, bonds, stocks, goes on every day. No question about that. But you have to understand, what is manipulation? Like the well-ballyhooed story recently of several traders that got pinched for doing this with precious metals. What we mean by manipulation is that you have traders who go a little bit farther than they're legally allowed to do, who will try and scalp a fraction of a point off of one side of a trade or another. They will spoof trades to try and create artificial movements in a price. Their motivation in doing that is to make illicit profits more than they might otherwise. But in the grand scheme of things, with the exception, I might say, in recent years, of the huge manipulation of LIBOR rates, which did move markets in a meaningful way most of these things are a blip. They are not designed, nor do they result typically in any significant change in direction up or down for the asset class involved. It's all part of the casino world that we live in with markets. And again, it happens with everything out there without pretty much any exception. That's manipulation. A lot of people, especially some of these Pied Pipers of the gold bug echo chambers, I call them, who really don't understand markets, or they just like to tell stories like this because they know they've got an audience whose ears are tickled by this. Anytime gold doesn't respond according to script, it's because of some nefarious conspiracy to keep the price in check. That is price suppression, which does not happen. There is no evidence that that happens. Now, on the front page of my website, if people want to look, is a story of a major instance, albeit one nearly 20 years ago in 1999, where there was price suppression of gold orchestrated by the Federal Reserve. And it was for a very specific reason. It was because a lot of people got caught completely offside and caught by surprise, and this is going back in time, a little bit of a history lesson, when, as a sidebar to a World Bank meeting in September of that year, the issue came to the attention of some people that a lot of people in Africa and elsewhere were losing their jobs in gold mines because of the chronic beating down of the gold price by one central bank sale after another. Lo and behold, nobody expected this. You had the announcement of the Washington Accord or the Washington Agreement, where 15 different central banks, together with the European Central Bank, brand new at that time, agreed that they would limit how much gold they sold or leased into the market. That caused the gold price to take off like a scalded cat. In those days, there was not, I would say, price fixing of gold that had gone on for years. Gold had become the personal plaything of Barrick, of a handful of bullion banks, and of some of Barrick's political friends. And all of a sudden, you had this new element thrown in, and this move in the gold price caused the price to spike from 260 to, on two separate occasions, briefly, 340 an ounce. And the New York Fed led an effort to suppress the gold price, knock it back down so that the people who had got caught off sides and short could be made whole again. And the moral of the story, and really an exclamation point, Corey, for those who think that there is some long-term plan to suppress the gold price, is that you fast forward from that episode a few years to when we were very fearful that the U.S. was entering a Japan-style deflation that might last for decades. And who was the biggest cheerleader when the gold price went up to and through $340 an ounce? The same Alan Greenspan who ran the Fed a few years earlier. Because now it was convenient for the gold price to go up because he could point to that and say, look at here, folks, gold is responding. I licked deflation. We're not going to be like Japan after all.
Yeah, it is kind of that argument, right, that you can look at certain examples and think that people are trying to manipulate the price, but the fact of the matter is gold is, in the whole scheme of things, just another market. There is nothing special about the gold market that differs from the currency market, from the treasury market. Quite honestly, it's quite a bit smaller than these markets. So trying to use this manipulation talk, you know what, as you said, manipulation, it's a short-term thing, and it's just the way the markets are. So why try to make an excuse for the price going a certain direction if you didn't expect it?
Well, and it underscores, Corey, that the people today who continually are out there with this manipulation nonsense and especially the whole suppression thing, look, when you go back to 1971 and the beginning of the modern day move on a part of central banks towards total fiat currencies, completely unmoored from gold or any other asset, gold was $35 an ounce when that happened. It's $1,300 plus right now. No major asset class has done better. Real estate and stocks are close. There's like a three-way tie going back to that period. as to which is done the best. So, you know, look, if there is some conspiracy to keep the price suppressed so as not to cast more aspersion against the dollar, they've done a pretty lousy job of it. And like I quipped in talking about this in my newsletter this last issue, I only wish that the conspirators who have gotten us into one rat hole in the world after another, cost us trillions of dollars, killed lots of people, caused hatred and enmity to increase toward the U.S., and have run this country into the ground, taken our liberties away, I wish they were as inept as these gold price suppressors apparently are.
All right, Chris, let's wrap it up with a quick comment, because we are kind of putting down this whole gold market in terms of the people trying to say that it is all manipulated. But quite frankly, you like the gold market, especially when it suits portfolio allocations. How do you look at the gold market in the whole scheme of things while still liking it, but just not believing this whole manipulation argument?
Well, going past what you said a few minutes ago, Corey, I do think that despite its small size relative to others, that there is something unique about gold as an asset class. If there wasn't, you would not have China and Turkey and Iran and Russia and other countries, mostly in the eastern part of the world, accumulating it aggressively now for years. You know, among the many things that we have lost in the West, together with our faith and our culture, is a healthy mistrust of fiat money and of lying governments and central banks that manage it. At least you have some of that left in other parts of the world, and whatever form it takes years from now, we don't know the answers yet.
All right. Interesting comments there, Chris. I always enjoy talking about this whole manipulation argument for the gold sector, and I don't, again, want to put it down, but it is one of those where I think we need to take a step back and look at the big picture of things, especially for the gold market. Chris, thanks for your time, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. Again, this full weekend edition has been focused on the markets and a lot on the precious metals. I hope everybody has enjoyed this format. Please let me know how you like the balance of having a little bit more of the investing side of things taking over from KER Politics. But that being said, KER Politics and Big Al will and should be back next week. To wrap up the show, I am chatting with Jeffrey Christian. He is the managing partner at the CPM Group. Jeffrey, I asked you off mic, what's some of the questions that you have been fielding recently and what you think is important to outline? And you said you've been getting a lot of comments for, first of all, your market outlook for gold and silver, but also how that relates to U.S. monetary and fiscal policies. First and foremost, break it down in terms of U.S. monetary and fiscal policies. What you think we could see this year in 2018? Will it be more of the status quo, 3 rate hikes, a slow unwind of the balance sheet that is going to be picking up steam this year?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is we're talking more about fiscal policy than monetary policy. Now, I'll get back to monetary policy in a second. But I think that you saw gold prices and silver prices stronger in late January, early February, and gold trading around 1350, 1360. And I think that that reflected greater uncertainty and volatility and greater investment concern about the vulnerability that the United States and the world had economically, financially, and politically. And I think fiscal policy is sort of taking the forefront here because you had the big tax cuts, which are going to balloon the deficit. And then you had all this talk about infrastructure, which I totally don't believe any of it will see the light of day. But big defense spending increases and a quadrupling of the deficit. And I think that those things have obviously led to a stock market volatility and a sharp decline in the U.S. stock prices. And I think it also was behind the gold price. Monetary policy factors in because I think you got three things coming together now. One is that on a global basis, investors around the world are diversifying away from U.S. treasuries. They're not abandoning U.S. treasuries, but they're trying to diversify their exposure to government debt, and they're much more willing to put some of their money into non-U.S. government debt. And so that's reducing the demand for U.S. treasuries. At the same time that's happening, the Fed is talking about reducing its balance sheet, which means buying fewer new treasuries as the ones that they have mature. So you have these two factors coming together at exactly the wrong time to reduce the demand for U.S. treasuries. And then you have the government coming along and saying, we're going to quadruple the deficit, which means we're going to quadruple the amount of treasuries that we want to sell in a market where, A, the real demand from investors is declining, and, B, the artificial demand from the Fed, which has kept everything going for the last 10 years, is also declining. And you put that together, and you're going to have three or four interest rate hikes, and you're going to have a difficult monetary policy program. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how the Fed behaves going forward, because the fiscal policy is really going to put a straitjacket on what the Fed can do and what the Fed needs to do. And I think you have this clash between this incredibly overly stimulative fiscal policy and a monetary policy that's trying to normalize. And that leads to this vulnerability and uncertainty, which leads to greater demand for gold and silver from investors as they seek to diversify their portfolio. And I think that that is going to cause 2018 to be quite different from either 2017 or from what a lot of people thought 2018 would look like at the beginning of the year.
Okay, interesting comments. We will touch a bit more on the precious metals, but I want to recap some of what you said there. First and foremost, in terms of yields and interest rates, there is a perfect storm right now for rates to continue to rise, but you mentioned the deficit. We talk a fair bit about the deficit, especially being focused a lot on precious metals. This deficit, yes, it's going to continue to grow. Deficits around the world are going to continue to grow, and in the face of higher interest rates, is this a recipe for disaster, or is this just another scenario where deficits grow and people just kind of turn a blind eye to it?
You know, people have been looking at the deficits really since the 70s and saying, you know, we can't continue to run $58 billion deficits, which is what they were at the end of the Carter era. And then, well, we can't continue to run $350 billion deficits as we had under Reagan and George the First. And people have been saying, well, this is a formula for disaster, and it's all going to blow up, and it's all going to collapse. And it hasn't collapsed over the last 40 years. But there are limits to the amount of money that the U.S. government can borrow. And while I don't think that we're going to see a collapse, what you're going to see are constraints on the global economy and the U.S. economy and the U.S. financial markets due to the fact that you can't have $1.3 trillion in deficits year in, year out, the way they're now projecting. You know, we had a $1.3 trillion deficit for 1 year during the great, at the end of the global financial crisis and the Great Recession. But that was a 1 year spike up. Now they're talking about doing this on an ongoing basis, you know, for the foreseeable future. That's probably not sustainable. I don't know that it means the collapse of the financial system as we know it, but what it does mean is that interest rates will probably rise. And very importantly, a lot of people still think that interest rates rise when the Fed raises interest rates, and that's true. But interest rates also rise when the market demands higher interest rates. And I think that what you're going to see is higher U.S. Treasury interest rates, not because the Fed's raising rates, but because they have to pay more in order to generate the demand that they need to pay for the deficits.
Hey, they absolutely do. Now, let's get your comments on the precious metals, because it seems like this show throughout the 2 hours has been dominated by the question of, can gold and silver, for that matter, still move up even in the face of higher interest rates? Just looking at the gold chart, I find it much more positive than the silver chart. It has consistently put in higher lows, especially looking back to the very end of 2015, but it has not been able to break out above that 2016 peak. Silver, much more of a muddled effect, much more range-bound, and instead of trading at the higher part of its range, trading very much in the middle part of its range. What is your outlook for 2018 for the metals?
Well, our view about gold is that the price is probably going to come off. You know, we do think that there are major problems on the horizon for the economy, which will be reflected in higher gold and silver prices, but we don't necessarily see them occurring this year. So we're looking at the second and third quarters of being pretty flat. You know, I think that the price of gold could trade between 1280 on the low side, maybe even a little bit lower than that, and say 1360 on the high side during the second and third quarters. Into the fourth quarter, partly because you have the congressional elections and partly because you just don't know what's going to be going on with the U.S. government, as well as the Russian government and other governments, we think that by the time you get into the fourth quarter, you're going to start seeing gold prices rising more forcefully as investors start loading up on it. And then we think that that continues and accelerates in 2019. And then in the long run, between now and say 2024, we think that gold prices, we think that at some point you get into another global recession, another global financial crisis, and the gold price spikes sharply higher to record levels, higher than we saw in 2011, 2012. But that's probably not going to happen until 2022, 2024.
Jeff, I have to say, your comments line up with exactly what we're predicting on our site, especially Doc and I. We chat on a regular basis, and we've been pointing to the end of this year as the potential for the metals to break above this trading range that it's been in, because this has been a long-term base building, and even dropping down below 1300 again for gold is not out of the question. That could actually entice some more buyers to come into the sector. It gives me a lot of comfort knowing that you are seeing a number of the same things that we are, because I do highly respect what you and your group have to offer for the metal sector. I hope everybody has enjoyed this weekend show. As always, stay in touch with me. Fleck@kereport.com is my email address. I love hearing from everybody, and I do try to follow up with everyone's emails. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend. And Jeffrey, again, thank you for your time.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.